Busy morning rolls on, Keith, as we get going here. And from the MCCSE, we have a special guest today.
We have Chris Scioli, who's the Director of Building Operations for the MCCSE.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Yeah, we always catch up with you in the summertime because we try. We hope that's your least busy time, but that's never the case, as the MCCSE is always rocking and rolling, and there are plenty of things going on. And I'll start on my side of town, if you can help me out there. I live down by Bachelor Middle School, and we see a brand new road being graded on that property. Tell us what's happening down there.
So at Bachelor Middle School, we are trying to address some of the site logistics and access in and out of the school. In previous years, it's been a one-way in, one-way out, coming off of Gordon Pike at the three-way intersection. That means all buses go in the same entrance as parents. They also leave the same way as the parents. We took this opportunity to provide an exit drive for the parents to leave the school. When the new drive is complete, they'll be able to come down around the back side of the building and exit out onto Rogers. And this will hopefully improve the flow of traffic in the morning and afternoon at the peak hours. The new access road or drive is not intended to be a full-time road for the general public. It'll have gates at both ends for safety and security, and they'll be opened in the morning and afternoon during arrival and dismissal.
So it's similar to how kind of South is set up there?
Yes, yeah. It's very similar to what South has. South uses theirs for the buses, but they exit only on the North Drive. This will work similar to that. And our main goal is to improve the site safety and keep cars separated from buses and keep students and parents safe. And we think this is a great effort to do that.
I couldn't agree with you more, and we know that with the Fullerton Pike Project and Gordon Pike Project and Aurora Road Project, we know that's going to be an increased traffic side over there, so it's good that you're getting this kind of before all that gets done.
That's right. Yeah, that was one of our big goals, was to get this road put in before the work starts at that intersection.
And as we remember as well, Bachelor sold some land to the county to expand in it. So people thinking, well, that's the project. Well, no, that's not the project. This is one of multiple projects that's going on down there, because the county is going to have to widen that road at some point, correct?
That's correct, yes. And actually, those funds that the school received for that land are being utilized to help put this road in.
Great. So it stays right there and makes it convenient for everybody else. And again, progress comes in multiple ways, but you're right, that intersection in and out, whew, that's without selling that land, would this road have been possible, or that would have been something you would just have hoped for down the road?
We would have constantly, or worked to figure out how to budget it and get it into the master plan. It just would have been farther down the road, more than likely. We wouldn't have seen this before the construction. This really helped us expedite the process.
We're talking with Chris Scioli, who's the Director of Building Operations for the MCCSC. Chris, what's the update on Tri-North and getting a brand new school over there?
So Tri-North is currently in the planning process and design process. We've had a couple community meetings with the architects and engineers that have been hired for the new school. Right now, we are just working through numerous meetings with staff members at all levels, maintenance employees, trying to figure out what works, what doesn't work, what are the desires of the community and the school corporation. We're also looking at best place to put the school. Right now, we're doing conducting several drilling holes, looking for rock, soil quality.
I bet you find some.
Yeah, oh yeah. We're certain that we will.
Now, when you're doing all this stuff, Chris, do you have a plan? Do you have a playbook you go by? Because I know we haven't built a ton of schools here recently. Do you have are you looking at something you've seen somewhere else and saying, hey, can we fit that over there? Talk a little bit how this process works of design and putting it together.
Well, Mr. Fisher and his staff have visited several new schools. Some of them are older schools, trying to figure out what they would like to see in the new Tri-North Middle School. We also have a team of professionals, the architects, the engineers, and then educational consultant that all have extensive backgrounds in building new schools and new construction that are helping guide us through this process. But one thing I think is certain is we want to have something that's unique to Monroe County, the MCCSC. We don't want to just pick a school from another corporation and drop it on our site. We want it to be ours. We want to own it, and we want to be proud of that and say that it's special to us.
Chris, dumb question of the week.
Whoa, hey, that's my...
No, I get to ask this one. None of this is going to bother the sledding hill over there, is it?
Well, that's to be determined.
Okay. I'm really concerned about that
sledding
hill.
Well, they're going to put a gondola in, Keith.
Hey, Chris, one of the things you do this time of year is you alter the working hours, and you also conserve on utility bills. Explain what that's all about.
So throughout the summer months, while the students are gone, we take the opportunity to use a condensed work week. We work 4/10s instead of the 5/8s. When we also let our building temperatures rise a little, we don't have them at the same air temperature as we would when students and staff are in the building. We also work to reduce the number of lights that are turned on. We dehumidify our buildings in a way that is more energy efficient. And we use this opportunity as a chance to reduce the load and our demand on the electrical grid. Closing the buildings Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with the exception of North High School and South High School, all the buildings in the district are closed. And that has proven to be very effective in reducing our utility consumption. All the buildings are just basically locked up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and everybody stays out, no lights. The air conditioning still runs at
you got to keep the air moving, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a give and take. We want to protect our buildings and control the climate inside them, but we also want to make sure that we're doing that at a reasonable level that's going to allow us to save some money and utility bills, but also just reduce our part and consumption to help everybody else out as well.
Chris, I was talking to you and said that I really thought that the Bloomington South softball field looked first class, and said something to you about the lights, and you mentioned their LED lights, special field lights that don't shine and illuminate the entire atmosphere. And you're doing
pollution.
Some stuff with LED and solar at Templeton.
That's correct, Keith. So to touch base on the softball lights, they are LED lights. They have directional shields that prevent a lot of the light drift or
pollution. Whatever. Yeah.
So it really keeps everything focused just on the field. It doesn't leak over onto neighboring properties or disturb people as much as the traditional athletic lighting would.
Now, is that going to go on the baseball field at South and the tennis at North as well? Same kind of lights?
Absolutely, it's exactly the same product. Their electrical requirements are significantly less than the traditional athletic field lighting. One thing that's neat about those the LED lights also is that it's all controlled through an app now. So. You know, technology.
Your cell phone
thing.
Type?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can control it from your cell phone.
Wow.
Or your tablet, Keith.
Yeah.
Yep. And then to touch base on the solar project at Templeton, we discussed this at a couple of school board meetings. We are making an effort this year at Templeton to install new solar panels and also complete 100% LED retrofit at the school, trying to reduce that electrical demand as much as possible. And our goal is to reduce that about 80% when it's all said and done.
80%?
That's correct.
Wow. Good for you.
And good for the environment as well, Chris. Well, we know you're very busy. We appreciate you taking the time this morning. If people want to put their input on the new Tri-North Middle School, they just send you an email? How does that work?
The architects are setting up a survey seeking input, and I believe that is located on Tri-North's website. If it's not, I can figure out where that is. I'm pretty positive it's on Tri-North's website.
Okay, so start there and work, and if not, try mccsc.edu.
That's right. That's correct.
All right, great. So that way people can get involved, have their 2 cents put into all of that. And we know you've got a very busy summer. Thanks for dropping in and spending some time with us this morning, Chris. Thank you.
All right, thank you.